Tech Services. We appreciate your call and value your business. Please press 1 for existing customers. Press 2 if you are not a customer and are interested in our services.
Thanks for calling, Michael. Brian, how can I help you?
Hey, Brian. My name is Brian Snyder. I'm calling with the County Advisory Board website. We're actually reaching out to you guys. We're doing a free spotlight story on the business. You were chosen because of the online reviews. You know all those 5 stars that you received on Google? It's a great job on that. Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, you deserve it. You earned it. Plus, you know, it lets us know that you're working hard out there. Yeah. But how long have you guys been in business? Like, what year did you open Michael's Inc?
2007.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a couple of decades. Excellent. Good.
Yeah.
Now, just to make sure this is the best phone number, the 860-658-9100.
Yeah, that's our main office number. Yeah.
Okay, good. And what would you say that you guys are doing differently? I mean, to be getting such great reviews, but obviously, you go above and beyond the call of duty, but there are a lot of pest control services out there. So what kind of sets you guys apart, would you say?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah, what sets you guys apart as a business? I mean, to be getting such great reviews. Like I said, you're obviously going above and beyond the call of duty. But there are, you know, a lot of pest control services out there. You guys have a lot of competition. So what would you say kind of sets you guys apart? What makes you...
I just our dedication to service and doing the right thing and you know, doing what needs to be done for the customer. So.
Okay. All right, good. All right, and how many employees do you have?
11.
Okay. And then lastly, when it comes to the community, do you guys participate in any type of charity or social engagement? You know, sponsor maybe a church, school, or a toy drive, or feed the homeless, any of that where you're kind of giving back to the community?
The owner does do a lot of some volunteer work with his church. So.
Okay. All right. That's good. Excellent. Now, of course, we don't put anything onto the Internet without your approval. We do what they call a live edit, where the consultant will just read over the story with you, make sure that you approve of how it sounds so that we can publish it. The whole process usually takes about 15 minutes, but it does take a day to put these stories together. What do you think would be the best time on Monday when you could set aside about 15 minutes for a phone call?
Honestly, Monday would be a terrible day. Mondays are just not a great day.
Are they? Okay, what about on Tuesday? What time would be best for you?
Late morning, like maybe like 11 or so.
Okay, about the same time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's on Tuesday. Good. And then what again was your name? I'm so sorry.
My name is Brian Ferengia. I'm the operations manager.
Okay. I don't know how I forgot it. My name is Brian as well. Jeez. It's one of those days. It's a Friday that feels like a Monday.
Right? But, I hear you.
Yeah. So what they're going to do, they're just read the story to you in its entirety. If you don't like how anything sounds, just let them know. They can fully edit this thing, so add to it, take away from it, that sort of thing. But I want you to give me your thumbs up, you know, give me your approval. So go ahead and publish the story live. Then they'll show you how the general public would actually access it through a Google search. Once they're all done, they'll give you some information about expansion support services. That's who owns the County Advisory Board and makes these free stories possible for you. But they'll show you what services we provide and how we help companies grow through the Internet. So it's pretty good information. Sure. But other than that, man, you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll give you a shout on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.